On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Friday, the 10th of September, White Balloon Day, where you can wear white and raise funds for child protection.
We lost him in 2016, but champion American golfer Arnold Palmer was born on this day.
Aussie film critic David Stratton turns 82 today. Remember when he co-hosted the movie show with Margaret Pomeranz?
They didn't always agree.
The fascinating thing is the way it divides people. You obviously responded to it. I think it's a peculiarly repellent experience.
They're basically like you and I.
Classic. Jose Feliciano, the Puerto Rican singer and guitarist, is 76.
US guitarist with Aerosmith, Joe Perry, 71 today.
Sri Lankan-born Australian TV chef Jeff Jance is 63.
G'day, welcome to the Chicken Channel.
Ex-Bananarama vocalist who left to form Shakespeare's sister, Siobhan Faye, turns 63.
He won an Academy Award for Best Actor for his portrayal as King George VI in The King's Speech today. Colin Firth is 61.
I have a feeling my career's just peaked.
He'll always be Mr. Darcy to me. William McGuinness, the Australian actor and author, is 58.
New Zealand-born actor Jay LaGuire is also 58.
English director Guy Ritchie is 53, and he was married to Madonna for a hot minute there.
And finally, in a big day of birthdays, US actor Ryan Phillippe is 47.
He was married to Reese Witherspoon for a hot minute there as well. It was on this day in 1869, the rickshaw was invented by a Baptist minister, and he invented it to help his invalid wife travel about the streets of Japan.
Nice one, Rev. M&Ms were introduced in America on this day in 1941.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Get in the ball. You get in the ball.
In 1953, the first TV dinners went on sale in America.
Rod Laver won the US Open Championship to complete the tennis Grand Slam on this day in 1962.
In 1964, Rod Stewart recorded this single.
Come on, little school girl. Come on, little school girl. Can I come home?
Good morning, little schoolgirl. It was his first single.
Jimmy Barnes released his debut solo album titled Body Swerve on this day in 1984.
In the year 2000. Ah! Yep, Cats ended its 18-year run on Broadway.
Best known for playing Emma Peel in the TV series The Avengers, we lost Dame Diana Rigg on this day just last year.
And that's on this day for Friday the 10th of September, White Balloon Day. Wear white and raise funds for child protection.